right, let's kick off with football in the Africa Cup of Nations. Victor Osimhen and Sadio Mane were the headline acts at the AFCON yesterday. Osimhen struck before halftime as Nigeria built a 3-goal lead to see off Tunisia and become the second side to book a spot in the knockout stages. Meanwhile, Senegal came from behind to draw 1-1 with DR Congo, with Mane's second half strike keeping the 2021 champions on track for the next round. And then in the English Premier League, Liverpool boss Arne Slot believes it's been a long time coming for Florian Wirtz, who scored his first goal for the side as they beat bottom side Wolves 2-1.
It was a relief for him. This I could see after his reaction, after he scored the goal. And the same I saw with his teammates. I think they were really happy for him scoring that first goal, because he will score much more goals for us than only this one. But I also liked his performance.
Arsenal maintained their 2-point lead at the top of the Premier League by winning 2-1 against Brighton. Manchester City got a victory at Nottingham Forest by the same score. Aston Villa came from behind to beat Chelsea 2-1. And then over to cricket now. Combinations from Jordan Harman and Anrich Nortje handed the Sunrisers Eastern Cape a dominant 137-run bonus point win in the Betway SA20 over hosts Paarl Royals at Bulan Park. Elsewhere, the Joburg Super Kings wrecked Pretoria Capitals by 22 runs in their clash at Centurion yesterday, posting a competitive 168 for 6 and restricting the Capitals to 146 for 9. This afternoon, defending champions visit the Durban Super Giants at Kingsmead in their second encounter at 3:30. And then finally, Australia stand-in captain Steve Smith says spin bowlers have been virtually sidelined during this Ashes series. Now, fast bowling again dominated in Melbourne, where England wrapped up the fourth test inside 2 days, with Smith questioning the lack of variety in the pitches.
It's the easiest thing to face on some of these wickets that are offering a lot of seam. It's almost to the point where why would you bowl it when, you know, you could leak 30 or 40 runs quickly if they decide to play positively and the game shifts immediately.
They'll hope to see a shift in conditions in their fifth and final Ashes clash when it gets underway on the 4th of January. Right, that's it for now for the East Coast Radio Sports team. I'm Faida Crouch.